الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. وبعد، my dear brothers, today inshallah the last of the series on the deceptions of this life. Not because we have completed all the deceptions. This life is full of so many deceptions. We can talk about them for the rest of my life. But because, inshallah, we have covered the major areas, I think, Allah alam. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to open our eyes to the deceptions of this dunya and this life and to enable us to see the reality. And today I want to talk about one of the most powerful of those deceptions, which is the issue of priorities. The deception of the dunya is the dunya gives priority or tells us to give priority to whatever is in front of us, whatever is before us. That is the most important. This is the message that is given to us constantly, that whatever is in front of you. Whereas the reality is that most often, not always, but most often, what is most important is that which is not in front of us, that which is hidden. Even in this life, for example, if you take our children, one of the major reasons why when a child does not do well in school, one of the major reasons why they don't do well in school is because they have got distracted with other things, right? They've got distracted with maybe games or with half the time with the internet and so on. Now, what is that? They are getting distracted with something which is right before them. And they have forgotten that which is hidden, which is that the end of the year, how you graduate, whether you graduate with proper marks or not, will make a difference to your life. They forgot that, because that is not in front of them. That's at the end of the year. So they always fool themselves and say that, oh, I have time, I will study, until they get to the point where they have to sit and face the exam, and they find that they have not studied, and so they are not going to pass the exam, right? Too late. Similarly, we have the issue of priority. What is in front of us immediately? We focus on that. We do not focus on what is beyond that, what is before that. Now, same thing applies if you take customer service, if you take how we treat our employees and so on and so forth. Throughout life, we fall into this trap. Now, imagine this same trap, how much more lethal it is when we relate it to the akhirah. Because in this dunya, as I have said many times before, at least the minimum benefit or minimum safety net of even if you make a wrong decision is that you can always unmake that decision, right? If you do something wrong, you can go and correct it. You can, if you hurt somebody, you can go apologize. You can make amends. You can do something. In this life, you can do something about your wrong decisions. But if you make a wrong decision with regard to the akhirah and you die with that, as long as you are alive, you can even undo that. But if you die with that, then there is no tawbah, there is no returning, there is no remaking that wrong decision, there is nothing to say that, you know, and we, in Surah Sajdah, which we read in the first rakat today, which is the sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, to read the surah in Jum'ah. Allah says this very specifically. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says very specifically, وَلَوْ تَرَىٰ إِذِ الْمُجْرِمُونَ نَاكِسُوا رُؤُوسِهِمْ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ رَبَّنَا أَبْصَرْنَا وَسَمِعْنَا فَرْجِعْنَا نَعْمَلْ صَالِحًا إِنَّا مُوقِنُونَ. Time is over, right? Oh Allah, we have seen, we have heard, now send us back. There is no sending back. Time is over, right? And that is why, imagine how much more of a problem it is if we end up with making those wrong decisions. And those wrong decisions happen because of priorities. We get confused with our priorities. And as I always say, life is very clear, vision is very clear, except for the one who has dirty glasses. Right? So that is the problem. Nothing is wrong with the eyes. Eyes are fine, alhamdulillah. Huh? It's the glasses is the problem. We all wear glasses. Everyone in the world wears glasses, the glasses of this dunya, which we wear. Right? And eyes are the eyes of the heart, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. There's no problem with those eyes, not the eyes in the head, the eyes of the heart. And the glasses on those eyes of the heart are the glasses of this dunya. and what must we do? And that is why the cleaning, tazkiyah, is very important. Why? Those glasses must be clean. If those glasses are not clean and they are dirty, then the vision gets very blurred. And when the glasses get very, very dirty, then you become completely blinded, because then the glasses are... Imagine if you are wearing a glass which has got black paint on it. I mean, you know, you can't see through it. It's opaque, right? So, the glass may be translucent, which means you are vaguely seeing something. It's not clear. Or the glass might be very clear. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to clean our glasses and to always keep them clean so that we can see clearly through those glasses. The dunya is there, but it doesn't matter. We see through the dunya to the akhirah. That is the simile which I would like to give. The eyes of the heart. لا تعمل أبصار ولكن تعمل قلوب التي في الصدور. كما قال جل جلاله. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that it is not that they are blind with the eyes in their head, they are blind with the eyes which are in their heart. They are blind with their hearts. لا تعمل أبصار. They are not blind with their eyes. But ta'amal qulubu allati fi sudur. They are blind because their hearts in their chests are blind. So we see with the heart. And this heart, all hearts, we all see with glasses. Those glasses are the glasses of the dunya. And death is when those glasses are removed. Not clean, removed. When the glass is removed, that is death. Then everything becomes very clear, right? But too late. Too late. At that point in time, can't do anything. Can't do anything, can't make tawbah, can't go back, nothing. Khalas. Now you are seeing the reality. But the key is, if you clean those glasses, you will see the reality before the death. And the benefit of that is that there is still time to turn back. There is still time to make tawbah, there is still time to correct ourselves, there is still time to take the right action and to make amends. And that is the whole, this great secret of life is only simple. Very simple, two lines. Keep the glasses clean. Khalas, one line. Keep the glasses clean, you know. So, and that is the whole issue. Allah Alam, if you look at the world, how people are confused. And people say, you know, oh, you must get, if you study this, study that, nothing. Unless the heart is clean. And when we say heart is clean, what do we mean? The glasses on the heart are clean. Right? Heart is clean. The glasses on the heart. Unless those glasses are clean, vision will always be blurred. We will not be able to see. And that's why the priorities. The priorities is, if the vision is clean, then you see. The priority is what? The priority is that over which I will have no control and that which will last forever. That's the priority. The priority is that whatever else I do, I must not adversely affect that thing which will last me forever and over which I have no control. Once I am in that area, there is no control. Whatever is going to happen is happening. So therefore, my actions must not adversely affect that. They must affect it positively or at least be neutral so I don't damage it. Maybe I don't do anything. That's why one of the ulama, I asked him, please advise me. And he said, do not commit sin. He said, do not commit. He didn't say, do more good deeds. He said, do not commit sin. So I asked him, why are you saying do not commit sin? He said, because good deeds you will do. Even if you don't try, you know, at least faraid you will fulfill, you know, basic things you will do. Alhamdulillah, all practicing Muslims, they will pray and so on and so on. He said, but if you do sins, then it counteracts all this. Like depending on the kind of sin, it might even wipe out your good deeds, it might even take away from those good deeds and so on and so forth. So he said, focus on the sins, remove the sins, do not commit sins. Inshallah, the good deeds by themselves will be enough for you. And of course, if you do more, nothing wrong. I mean, we should try to do more. But the point is that at least remove this. So therefore, priorities. And that's why I ask myself, a very simple thing to do therefore is, before any action, ask yourself, how do you check these priorities? Before any action, ask yourself, does this please Allah? Does this affect my akhirah? Right? Ask yourself one question, does this please Allah? Because that's the only thing which matters. Does this please Allah? And then, also ask yourself the question, instead of this, what is the other option I have? Because always there are two options. Any time, any action in your life, there are always two options. Minimum, the second option is don't do it. That's it. Sometimes the option might be do this and do that. In some other cases, there may not be a do that, but there is don't do this. Right? So, what is the option? So, for example, if in the night now, if you feel like, say it's 10 o'clock, you finished all your work and so on, and you feel, well, you know, it'll be nice, let me see a movie, right? I'm not saying see a haram movie, very halal movie, right? You want to see this great movie on National Geographic or something, nothing wrong with that. But what is the time you're turning it on? 10 o'clock in the night. The movie will take you an hour, maybe hour and a half, maybe a fantastic movie, but now you've gone on to 11:30. After 11:30, you get up and so on. By the time you get ready for bed, it's midnight, right? So now you had this option of seeing this movie at 10 o'clock. So you had this option, you exercised the option, you saw the movie, you go to bed at 10 at 12 o'clock, and first casualty, tahajjud, gone, because you can't wake up. You can't sleep at 12 o'clock and wake up at 3:30, it's not possible. Tahajjud gone, and if Allah does not have mercy on us, maybe even Salatul Fajr is gone. So now you had, you saw this great movie and you thought, oh, mashallah, mashallah, I'm seeing the movie, Qudrat of Allah, Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, but all of that, Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, is nafil at the most. That is nafil, that is zikr. Your Salatul Fajr was something else, was fard, and your tahajjud was where you really would have got some benefit. That cancelled out, and this movie. Now imagine if you die today. Imagine if you die today. What would be the regret of having died without having prayed that tahajjud, which you could have prayed? What would be the regret of dying without praying Salatul Fajr, which you could have prayed? What would be the regret of dying without praying Salatul Fajr in the masjid, which you could have prayed? Maybe you even prayed Salatul Fajr, wallah alam, you didn't pray it at in the masjid, you prayed at home, inshallah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's there in your account. But if you had prayed the same Salatul Fajr in the masjid, you would have got 27 times the reward. And that 27 times on your and my scale on the day of judgment, believe me, that can be the difference between Jannah and Jahannam. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, one good deed can be the difference between Jannah and Jahannam. 27 times is a lot of good deeds. Inshallah, right? Now imagine, what did you give up? You gave up this in order to see a movie. You gave up this in order to browse the net. Because usually there are three things today in today's world that you know that are problems for people who I'm not talking about people who are spending the whole night in the disco or something. No, I'm talking about, Alhamdulillah, good practicing Muslims who still fall into the same trap. Three things: movies, internet, browsing the net, or computer games. These are the three evils. At best, waste of time, and at worst, issues of big casualties. So, movies meaning television. So, whether it's movies, whether it's, you know, cricket or some Olympics happening somewhere or whatever, right? So, it's some stuff you're watching on the TV which has absolutely zero value. You can't do anything about it. That thing can't do anything in your life. Usually, all that news is bad news. I mean, unless it is bad news, they don't put it on television, which means that all it does is depresses you. Browsing the net, what do we get out of it? There are surveys to show that you get nothing out of it. The major surveys to show that browsing the net is a complete waste of time. Right? And I'm not talking about people doing specific research on something. I'm talking about generally browsing the net, like what people, like most of us do. And the last one is computer games, which is absolutely and completely useless activity, which does absolutely no good to anybody. And this is what we take in exchange for tahajjud, in exchange for talking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in exchange for solving our problems, in exchange for getting close to Allah. What sense does it make? Doesn't make any sense at all. And that is the issue of priorities. And that is the issue of cleaning the glasses on the eyes of the heart. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to do that which is beneficial for us and which is pleasing to Him, and to help us to avoid that which is not pleasing to Him. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajmain bi rahmatika ya rahmar rahim.